A young woman who lived downstairs in a Wally home rented by Nona McEwen told a coroner's inquest Tuesday that the shooting victim's boyfriend Randy Crossan, who was also shot dead by police, wasn't a nice person. "He terrorized me, quite frankly," she told the inquest. "Crossan was always yelling and he was up all night doing weird things." The inquest into the deaths of the Surrey couple killed by police during a hostage taking in Wally on March 29, 2019 opened April 16 in Burnaby at Coroner's Court, on the 20th floor of Metro Tower 2, with Coroner Margaret Janssen presiding. A Surrey-based police watchdog, the Independent Investigations Office, in 2020 found the RCMP's Emergency Response Team, ERT, blameless in the shooting deaths of Nona Marnie McEwen, 45, and her boyfriend Crossan, 48, whom authorities say was holding McEwen against her will in her rented home. The standoff saw roughly two dozen police vehicles, as well as an armored vehicle, surround a home in a cul-de-sac near 132 A Street and 100 A Avenue. McEwen was killed when she was struck by two police bullets as ERT officers fired on Crossan, who held a large knife to her throat and had, what appeared to be, a gun in his hand. Forensic police later found a realistic-looking replica pistol between the bed and the wall. Crossan was pronounced dead at the scene and McEwen died in hospital. The tenant, who lived at the house for 9 months, said her father phoned her, saying, "There's a helicopter at your house, are you okay?" But she wasn't home at the time. "I really like Nona," she said. "She was firstly very kind and she was extremely caring to everyone that was in her life. I saw her as a motherly figure. She really cared about all of our well-being." Surrey Police Service Sergeant Chris Pyatt, who in 2019 was a Surrey RCMP Corporal Road Supervisor, said he responded to a dispatch call at roughly 10 p.m. about a man with a gun. He said the information didn't seem realistic, but police later found on their database an outstanding warrant for Crossan's arrest. "Randy is known to have guns and use them, albeit on birds." Pyatt said police tried to phone into the house, but the calls weren't answered. "There was no noise from the house at all," he said. "Complete silence." They then used the public address system on a police vehicle. Still no response from within the house. The police then banged on the side of the house. There was a real possibility there was nobody inside. Because of the report about a gun and possible gunshot heard, the ERT was called in, Payette said, and they arrive in waves, with negotiators in tow. By this time roughly 90 minutes had passed. Read also, they brought a tank, that's pretty scary, coroner's inquest told. Asked if there's anything he thinks could have been done differently, resulting in a different outcome, Payette said he was spent considerable time pondering that question over the past 5 years. "This was obviously one of the more difficult nights in my career and I'm on the low, very, very low end of being impacted by this. It would have been really great to know the truth of how this started earlier on in the incident, related to the possible gunshot or scream." The EO concluded McEwen died because of Crossan's actions, as he held her against her will in her home, threatened her life, and provoked an armed response from the police aimed at saving her. His actions, the IIO's chief civilian director Ron McDonald said, made it inevitable that officers would fire on him when they broke into the bedroom, and who held her in front of him as a shield against police bullets. Accordingly, he found, "I do not consider that there are reasonable grounds to believe that an officer may have committed an offense under any enactment and therefore the matter will not be referred to Crown Counsel for consideration of charges." The IIO operates out of Bingtom's Central City Tower in Wally and reports to BC's Attorney General. McDonald noted his report was based, in part, on the statements of 25 civilian witnesses, 7 paramedics and 38 witness police officers. A toxicology report indicated Crossan had methamphetamine, amphetamine, fentanyl, norfentanyl, heroin, ethanol, THC and naloxone in his system. The inquest is expected to run for 2 weeks.